Today is we'll start the Chofheim and Bays on the bottom. You're already wasting time. You're not allowed to breathe. We're in Daf Chofhei Amud Beis on the bottom. In the Mishnah, we had a case where somebody made an edit that nobody shaved my figs. Turned out to be that some of them, that he realized some of the people who were standing there were his parents. So according to, and he said, my parents are not included. According to Beis Shammai, he says, parents are not included, but everybody else, the edit still remains. According to Beis Hillel, once you cancel part of it, all of it is canceled. We brought a Mishnah which is similar about a person who made an edit that he will never eat. He'll never eat again, whatever it is, fruits, whatever it is, and then or meat. And then they told him, and he came to the Rabbanim and said, "Did you realize there's a Shabbos and the Yom Tov there? So what? So now that Shabbos and Yom Tov, he doesn't swear. What about the rest of the week? Does he have to swear or not?" So the same machlekes. Rabbi Akiva came along like he holds like Beis Hillel that once, since part of the neder fell apart, the whole neder fell apart. He made one neder; it's indivisible. Another one said that even though part of the neder fell apart, the balance like Bishamai remains. Okay, so we're up to the Gemara here. You're right, but I have to have my voice lubricated. But you're right. Says Gemara Vayte, Omar Rabba, so that now two ways, two spins here between Rabba and Rabba, how to understand the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, or Beis Hillel and the Chachamim. Omar Rabba, so like this. Kuli, there's two possibilities. One possibility is where you're going to change your whole. You're going to change the entire neder, and one possibility is we're going to maintain the neder, but you can make an exception. So Rabbi says as follows: Kuli Yalma, everyone agrees. Kol Heicha Do Amar, whenever you say Ilu Hayisa Yedeya Sha'aba Beinechem, he asked, he saw a bunch of people eating figs, and he says that the figs were also to them. Later on, he realized one of them was his father or his brother, and he says, "Oh, if I would have known that my father would have been there, Hayisi Oimer, I would have said." Kulchem asurin chutz ma'aba. He says Abe and all over there. He has his own chair. So we're explaining the machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Beis Hillel versus the Chachamim. If part of the neder becomes null and void, the entire neder becomes null and void. The Chofei and the Beis in the bottom. Says Rabbi. If he would have said like this, I didn't realize my father was there. I would have made the neder. This is how I would have worded. If my father would have been, I would have worded the neder like this. You're all aser, except my father. Which basically means he didn't change the neder around at all. He said they're all aser, and now he would have said the same thing. The only thing he would have added is a clause, except my father. And had he known his father would have been in the beginning, he never would have asered his father. So therefore, nothing changed. Because nothing changed, says Rabbi, everyone agrees that if part of the neder is butter, then the entire neder is butter. Yeah. Kuli alma kol heichadam ilu yisi yedei shabba benechem hayisi oime kulchem asurin chutz me'aba the kulin asurin. Then what happens, since nothing changed, then the neder remains. So everybody still does it. My father's mutter, everybody still does it. There's no machlekes there between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel or Rabbi Akiva and Chacham. When they're arguing, leinechliku ella ba'oime, he says the following, ilu yisi yedei shabba benechem, if I would have known my father was amongst you, I would have changed the whole neder around. So two mistakes happened there. First of all, I didn't know my father was there. Second of all, I would have worded it differently. How would I have worded it? Hayisi, I would have said, pleini you pleini asurin ba'aba mutter. Why would I have said that instead? So the Shaini explained beautifully. He says, you know why? Because the son has so much respect for his father. If he would have said kulchem asurin before he says the next word, chutz ma'aba, anybody hearing it would think that he's asking his father. Immediately he fixes it up. He doesn't even want for 1 second people to have the possibility, that thought that he... Mutter what? It doesn't make sense. He didn't make anything. Mutter right now. What are you making mutter again? You have to first ask it to then to say, but he's not included. So if he would have said kulchem asurin chutz ma'aba for the second, he said kulchem asurin, somebody would have been choshed that he's disrespectful to his father. He didn't even want that possibility. So he would have said, Yankel is also, Zalman is also, Shemedel is also. Nobody would think that his father is also. He didn't itemize him. And then he'll clearly say, not my father. So therefore, so in that case, he would have changed the whole nether around. Oh, you change the nether around. Here we have Machlekes.
So why did he have to mention his father?
He doesn't have to. You're right.
He enumerated the whole group. Why did he have to mention his father?
He doesn't have to. But he did. But he was just saying, this is what I've done, just to make sure exactly. Nobody should, so many names there, maybe, you know, 13 people there, maybe people forget who's in, who's out. So therefore, since he changed around his whole neder, Sabbat Shammai says, still, whatever is intact remains intact. But still says, no, you change around the whole neder, then the whole neder falls apart. If he would have realized that he made a mistake on both ends of the neder, then there's no neder left. That's Rabba's version. But if you maintain it, everyone agrees that the balance of the net remains. Rabba says the punfaket. Rabba ma the kuli alma. Everyone says kol hey chadam. If he would have said ilu ha yisi yedev, I don't know. She abba benech. I don't know. My father was there. Ha yisi em. I would have said plenty. So if he says, I would have changed the whole thing around. Then everyone has made it the whole neder is bottle. You would have changed the whole neder around. So there's nothing left. So if you matter undo part of it, you undo the entire neder. Mute kula mutarin. Everyone is mutig. There's no neder. Loi nechelku. You know what machlekes is. He says, I would have stayed the same. I would have just added one clause, except my father. And then here's the machlekes. Where Beis Shammai says, it's not a change, and therefore the balance of the nether remains. And Bezalel says, it's still a change, and therefore since you're changing part of it, the whole nether falls apart. Because the entire nether is one nether. The moment you make one variation, there's no nether left. Ilu ayisi yedei sh'abba v'neichem yisrael, I would have said, kulcham asun chutz ma'abba, Beis Shammai. So what's the machlekes then? So we go a step further. Beis Sham, you're maintaining the same thing. The only thing is adding a little clause at the end. Why would Beis Hillel say the whole thing falls apart? The question is, what is the focus on? On the first half of your sentence or the second half of your sentence? Machlekes Ramei Chacham, we had a few times in the Shas already. When somebody says, we'll have it later, Tumuras Oyla, this behemoth should be Tumuras Oyla, should be in the place of an Oyla, and then a minute later you say Tumuras Shlomi. So what happens to this behemoth? Does it become an Oyla or become a Shlomi? So the machleik is amei and abeisi that we look at the betchilas devarav, we look at the opening words that he says, where the second words contradict the first words. Do we say that the main focus is the opening words and we ignore the second words, or do we look at the latter words and we ignore the first words? Ramei says you look at the first words, the word is an oila. And abeisi says you look at the last words and it's a shlamim. So now coming over here, Bishamai says, I paskin like Ramei, you look at the first words and therefore you say, kulchem asudin, that's exactly the same thing he said before. Therefore the ned remains. Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva say, no, you look at the last words. The last words, chutz ma'abba, you didn't say that before. And the last words, you change around. Therefore, once you change part of it, the whole nether falls apart. So Gemara explains. Bishamay, sub look at a meyad amru set, fais lashon ishin, you grab a hold of the first lashon, and therefore nothing changed. Kulchem asurin. Beis Hillel sub, you look at a b'yaisi, you look at a b'yaisi, amma b'gmar devar avad nifrish. Look at the closing words. And chutz ma'abba, therefore it all changed. Okay, Eisvei, the Rapapa, the Rav, the Rapapa asked the following question, the Rav. It says later on, Ketzad, what's an example of a neder that part is mutter, all become mutter? Omer Rabbi Kiva says, neder shehudim miktsasei hutekuloi. I hold, like a Beis Hillel, that a neder, if part of the neder becomes null and void, and the entire neder becomes null and void. I'll give you three examples. Koinim, this bread should be forbidden to me. She'eini nen elukulchem, that I will not give any hana to all of you. Huter echad, I said, none of you can have hana from me. Then later, Huter Echman, he went and was matted with five people. There was matted Neder on one of them. Listen, this guy, Yankel, can have enough for me. Then Huter Kula. Then the whole Neder falls apart. The Neder was one Neder. Five people are Rasa. The moment one becomes Mutter, the Neder chain falls apart. Neder, Huter, Miktat, Huter Kula. That's case number one. Case number two. He says, She'eini nene lozeh v'lozeh. He starts identifying that Reuven can have enough for me. Enumerating. Each one, this one and this one. Hoot now, case number two. Hooted Harishin, Hooter Kulam. If he says, if later I'll let go five people, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. And then later on he says, he identified each person. If later on he says, Reuven, you're no longer including the Neder, then they all fall apart like dominoes. Hooter Harishin, Hooter Kulam. But Hooter Achran, if he says, Yisachar, you're no longer Asa to me, the other four remain still outstanding. Now, what's the logic in this? What's the chiluk? You're changing it. You're telling me here that this is not called a change. You tell me if Hutter Ach is not called a change, so why Hutter Ach is called a change? What's the difference? What's going on here? So Gemara says as follows. Now, there's a machlek is a shayim mahalam shatting order, but learn like that. Go like this. Bishleim l'rabba. Rabba will learn that each case in the Mishnah is that he's changing around the opposite. Which means, look at this. Mukula Risha Laresha. He'll say in the Resha when they ask him. What did he say in the beginning? Kulchem Asurin, right? He said in the beginning, you're all asur to me. Then later on, what did he say later on? The Amar Lazeh Lazeh. Later on, he said, oh, if I would have known that Yankel was one of those guys, I would have identified each person. So I would have changed my words around. Okay, if you change your words around, what did we say before? According to Rabbah, That's the machlekes. Remember, Rabbi Akiva is saying this. I mean, this whatever is happening here is Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham won't agree. According to Rabbi, when does Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban argue? Only in a case where you made a change. In a case where you maintain the same, everyone agrees that the neder remains. If you're just asking, adding chutz ma'abo, everyone agrees. When they're arguing, you change it. That you change it, you say from kulchem, you say lezeh lezeh. That's according to him, according to Rabbi the Machlekes. And Rabbi Akiva holds, whatever that the what part of it bottle, the whole thing falls apart. So therefore, Bishlem that I'm looking at Eishad Amr Lezeh Lezeh, that he said, if I would have known, I would have changed the whole thing around. Okay. The Sefer, and the last case, the Amar Lekulchem, the last case, the very last case, where we say Achren, not the middle case. The middle case is as Rishon. Rishon is the same thing. We've changed the whole thing around. So what's the chilah between the first case and the second case? There's three cases here. Remember, the first case is he started with Kulchem and then he changed to Zelazeh. Second case is he started Zelazeh, but Rishon. So what happened here? He changed from Zelazeh to Kulchem. Again, he made a change. And why did he make a change? Because he said like this, all the way around. If I would have said Lezeh, 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 you guys have been waiting for 5 minutes to find out, is your father included? Because who else is going to include you? I'm going just 20 people there. I'm saying Yankel's also, Shimon is also, Levi's also, and this guy's also. People might have a chad that eventually I'm going to mention my father's name. I'd rather say Kulchem Asudin, take two words, but right away I say Chutz Ma'abba. So in a second, you already know my father's not included. I don't want you to be Choshed. This is, again, he's sensitive to the needs of Kivra Be'en, but a different way. So again, he wanted to make a change. So because he wanted it, he actually changes. But the last case, when Hutter Achen, the relevance is not Achen Nishner. Hutter Achen, the last case, you know why the Neder remains? Because there was no change. I started out because of the Sefer, Damal Lekulchem. In the Sefer, he says Lekulchem because there was no change. Therefore, it's in the Sefer, he started out Lekulchem and he ends up Lekulchem. The only thing he's adding is Chutz Ma'abba. And therefore, because it wasn't a change, the Bekiva says, okay, but the rest of the neder remains, because there wasn't a change in this case. Okay, so according to Rabba, we can explain this thing here, even though it's not in the words, you've got to add a lot of words into the price, but at least it makes sense why it's only the Bekiva versus Chacham. But you Rav, who learns that everyone agrees that if you make a change, the whole neder falls apart. When do they argue if the neder stays the same? So what's going on here? I understand the Reisha. The Reisha wasn't to make a change. You start out Kulchem and you finish off Kulchem. The Amalek Kulchem. He didn't make a change. So therefore, the Chachamim say, Beshamai says that the Neder still remains. Karakim says, no, the Neder falls apart. El Sefer, but the middle case even. The Sefer, the Amalek Zelazeh, the Sefer story, he said, Zelazeh. What happened? What happened in the next case? If he said Zelazeh again, we just had that. What's the point of repeating the case? Why should it be different than the first case? What's the Chiddush? Must be made a change. But according to you, you've made a change. Everyone agrees, not just Rabbi Akiva, that the Neder falls apart. Why is Rabbi Akiva saying it? El Sefer, Rabbi Akiva, am I? Please get up on the why would I argue? Why am I? You just said before, everyone knows if you made a change, everyone knows that the rest of the Neder falls apart, not just Rabbi Akiva. And if you can tell me in the middle case, I told him I didn't make a change, about the Chiddush. According to my way, you did make a change as a Chiddush each way. Kulchem going to Zelazeh, or Zelazeh going to Kulchem, because he's sensitive to Kibbut Abayim. But according to you, he's maintaining the same story. Once you told me by Kulchem, you maintain the same story. It's only according to Rabbi Akiva that you're matter part of the Neder, the rest of it falls apart. What's the Chiddush if you say, if you start at Zelazeh and I finish Zelazeh, or I start at Kulchem and I finish Kulchem? If the story is just the same, Rabbi Akiva already told us, you change part of the net, the very part of the net, the whole net falls apart. So what's the shot here? Rabbi says, you think according to your shot is better. Rabbi Akiva Menicha, Sefer. You think the Sefer is good? But my Mukimla, how did you learn the Sefer? The Amal Lekulchem, you told me the Sefer, the Sefer is what? That he started out saying Lekulchem and he finished saying Lekulchem, all the Yehudim finished Lekulchem, and because there was no variation, it's exactly the same. The Rabban hold that the rest of the Neder remained. Only thing he added was Chuslaba, and only Rabbi Akiva holds all falls apart. Haidin Hurishan, but Haidin Achren. And what is the relevance here, Rishan and Achren? The way the Braisa worded it, the second case was if you mat Neder the first person, then the rest falls apart. And the safer is you matter net to the Achim. What's the relevance if the last person first? According to you, the relevance is whether you changed your original neder or whether you maintained your original neder. What's going on in Yiddish and Achim? Your pshat doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit into the words. Ela Reisha, I'll tell you the pshat in the whole Braise, and fits according to everybody. Reisha, the Amal Kulchem, the very first case, I said Kulchem, and then I either maintain or I change it. Of the safer Kigoyin should toll on Zebed. The second or third case, talking about a case where I said, Reuven, you're also, and Shimon, you're also also. And Levi, you know, was he connected all the people. It wasn't like he went, like he made 10 different Nedarim. It's one long Nedar. Now it makes a difference. Bami said, Pliny, Kip Pliny, you're playing, he said, Shimon, you're like Levi, Levi like Shimon, and Yudah, you're like Levi, and so on and so forth. And now it makes a big difference. If the first person falls apart, then everybody else has nothing to lean on. So everybody else becomes Mutter. If the last person wants to get Matin, everyone else is still Asa. They can now prove to you the Tanya, will the Braisa comment on this Mishnah, Huter Hoem Tsoy. What about if you're Mataneder, the middle person, or five people, then you're Mataneder of Levi, Hoem Heimen will matter, the next two people that follow Levi, Mutarin. But the people before him is Asurin. Clear. Says the Gemara. Okay, that's another question. All the questions are directed against Rava. Rav Adbar says, Rav, you say Rav, everybody agrees if you vary it, that it falls apart. The whole machlek is as if you maintain the same and still, but Rav Akiva holds it, since part of it is bottle, all things bottle. What happened the following case? Koinim bottle. I'm going to ask her all the tibulus, all the onions. Shani Toyim, I won't eat onions anymore. Why? Shah bottle, rather, we're handling more a few places that onions are bad for your heart. Even though it's good for other things, it's bad for your heart. Amru loy, they said to him, one second, don't you know there's a certain onion by loy hakufri, there's a certain onion known as the kufri onion. Yafulev, it's actually good for your heart. Did you mean that? So you're asses of an idiot. So we say, huta be kufri, he said, oh, I didn't realize, it's a mistake. So now that the kufri becomes mutter, you're allowed to eat the kufri, but then we go a step further. Since now you vary your neder, v'loy be kufri, b'var huta, b'chol abit salim, all the onions are mutter. Ma'isa Takir is a story. The Tidur Ameh B'chol Absalom. So your matter part of your nether, all the entire nether falls apart, all onions are mutter. Now, what's going on in my lab? Isn't this case? The Omar, what would he have, if he would have known that this onion from Kufri is a healthy onion, what would he have done? The Omar, he says, Ilu Ayisi Yedeyev, I would have known, Shah Kufri Yafal Alev, that Kufri is good for your heart, Ha Yisi Aymer, I would have said, Kol Habsalom Asunat, I would have maintained my original nether, all the onions are awesome. The kufri mutter and kufri mutter, and even though I maintained it, yet we say that neder shabatul miktasa batul kula. This is Rabba's version of machlekes of Akiva and the Chachamim, where Basil and Beshamai. So the Gemara, who said that? Lo, no, we're talking about a case that Meimer, he would have said, you know why it falls apart? Because he would have changed. Ilu ayisi yedev. I would have known shak kufri yafel alev with kufri heart. Then I would have gone through every single species. If I would have known there is a species out there of onions that is healthy, I would have then nominated all the species that are not healthy. Hayisi yedev, butza plaini, plaini sudin, and be kufri mutter. And then I would have said, but kufri is mutter. So therefore, I varied. And because I varied, therefore, according to Rava, that's the case that because they varied, it falls apart. Says the Gemara.
He wants to make sure that what he wants is mutter, and then he wants to be very specific.
Exactly, wants to make sure that he doesn't.
So in other words, he finishes out an animal with a certain variety of onion.
But he's talking about which is accessible to him, yeah, 100%. Now, Rabbi said before, if you vary, everybody agrees that the nether falls apart. So this Rameyah must be, goes according to everybody. Not just necessarily according to Akiva, because if you vary, according to Rava, if you vary it, everyone agrees that it falls apart. The Homachlek is if you maintain it. So the Rameya must be a little bit abundant, but a little bit Akiva. Goes according to everybody. Okay, so that's right. Even though before we said Beshamai holds like Rameya, that doesn't mean Rameya holds like Beshamai. Israel asks you a question. Ravina asks a question to Rav. Rav Nosson Omer. Rav Nosson says, "Yesh neder. The arne dorim shemiktsase muter umiktsase asa. The arne dorim where part of it is automatically becomes muter. No, you made a mistake in part of it. That part is muter, but the rest remains asa. No, we don't say neder shebatul miktsase batul mekula. What's the story here? Keza noda minakakola. You ask yourself from a basket full of fruits." But how you bought and it was in there, but no, he's shuach. What kind of fruit is that?
He says figs.
Figs, okay. It was in there, figs, Omar, and he says, oh, it's white figs. And he says, Ilu hayisi yodeya. If I would have known, I made a mistake. If I would have known, Shabbanai Shura B'Teichad in this basket had these healthy white figs, lo yisi noida hakakula, lo yisi noida. I would never made the neder. No, that would have changed the neder. Says Rav Nosson, part of it is us. Kalkul, the rest of the basket is us. But no shuach mutaris, and the white figs are mutter. Right? In other words, the part of neder is bottle, the rest is maintained. Comes along Rabbi Kiva. One second. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Akiva came along. The limit, and he taught us, neder shehud the mikzas shehud kol. Rabbi Akiva said, no, I disagree. So this must be a kind of a case where Rabbi Akiva chacham argue. Where Rabbi Akiva clearly, in the previous case, we don't say that anybody argues. So here's clearly Rabbi Akiva is arguing the chacham, oh, that neder shehud the mikzas loy batul kol. And Rabbi Akiva in this very same case says, batul mikzas batul kol. Now remember, according to Rava, when does Rabbi Akiva and Chacham argue? Only if you maintain the same neder. If you change the neder, everyone agrees that batul miktsasi batul kulay. So it must be talking about a case where you wouldn't have changed your neder. Had you known in the beginning, you would have said the same thing. You would have said that the entire basket is asur. Chutz b'mnei shuach. You would have maintained the same kind of a neder. My love, the Amr, he says, ilu ha-yisi yedeya. If I would have known. So, but the Rabbah is going to try to learn more poshut that he would have said this is asr, orange are asr, mandarines are asr, apples are asr, but Rashi Mutter, he would have changed the whole nether, and yet it's only Rabbi Akiva. Ilu Yisi Yodeya Shem Nashua, but if I don't know those white figs in there, Yisai would have said Teenish Chayles Levana Suris, the white and black figs are asr, and Ben Nashua Mataris, but the white figs are asr, especially kind of species of figs. That kind of figs would have been mutter to me. And Rabbi Akiva, he upligir abanan. So we see that they're arguing in a case, even though you're maintaining that they're arguing a case where you're varying your thing, and they're arguing. So it's a raya to me, Rabba, that even when they're arguing, only when you vary your neder. If you maintain it, there's no argument. Everyone holds that the rest remains. You talk about you varied it. Says Imara Lo Raya, who said that you're going to vary your neder? You would have maintained it, and that's why the machlek is like. Says Rabba, because I hold if they vary it, everybody agrees that the whole neder falls apart. I he's talking about Ba'omer. He says Ilu Ayisi Yodei. If I would have known Shabbanai Shuvah Teichad, the white figs inside there, Hayisi Ayimer, I would have varied it. I would have said I would have changed, maintained it. Kol Hakakola, so the entire basket. I would have maintained it, and according to me, Rava, that is the machleik, is Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether we say the rest is batal or not. So therefore, no rayas. Let's get to the Mishnah. Man tana lahar tana abundant. So who learned the following braisa? Not dar mechamisha b'nei adikecha. In one sentence, he said that these five people are usher to have a hanah from me. And then huter le'echad mehem, you are matter to one of these five. So therefore, huter kulan and tain neder falls apart. If you, however, you would have said that they're all also chutz me'echad mehem. No, you maintained. If you change your original neder, huter miktsasim v'kule. But if you maintain your original neder, you say, okay, four are also chutz mezeh. You maintain the rest of the neder. They all remain also. Who says that? So according to Rabba, that's what the machlekes is. Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabba, that's the machlekes, and therefore this Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabba, everyone agrees that this is that the rest of the neder remains. According to Rabba, this only goes according to Rabbi Akiva. This will go according to everybody. And Ila Rabba, safe for Rabbanan, Reisha Hakol. That the safer is only according to Rabbanan, and the Reisha, where he maintains it, is according to everybody. So when he changes it, according to everybody. So you go to the last part over here tomorrow. Shabbos.